What you've been waiting for. Tim Simmons and Savoy Brown. Tell me what to expect.
be listening to some blues.
You're going to be listening to some blues rock. You're going to be listening to some of that new material. We've got a new record coming up. You're also going to listen to some of the band's classics from over the years.
Yeah.
I actually shouldn't call them classics myself. And of course, we'll be trying to lay a mojo on you somehow. So it's not as old as the last one. I somehow think this is an intimate audience, so I'm going to be talking about it. I wrote this song because when I moved from Wales to London, I had a hard time in the big city. A thing called Speak While I'm Talking.
I'm not afraid to
Thank you. Okay, I should have told you that was going to be the long version.
Thank you.
But I sort of drove into town today, and of course, the person you see coming from the west is the sign, Home of the Blues. Birthplace of rock and roll. I thought the birth of the blues was in South Wales where I grew up, you know? It's as blues as hell we get. But anyway, we're here now because I love being here. Maybe a touch of that magic dust from the past will sprinkle down on us all tonight. Let's get to some new songs. We've got a new record coming out. And pretty much, we'll play some songs for you right now. We'll start off with, as the night goes on, we'll come back to the songs and to the new stuff as we move along. But right now, let's do two songs. This first one's about a celebrity I don't particularly like. It's called You Don't Do a Thing for Me. Blame him, even watching the show on the tail. I hear you. The lady's still young though, you know, and can say something for the rest of the evening, you know. Does that sound good to you? Thank you. And let me do another new song here. I'm still young, the lady's still young. Okay. Yeah. I like this, I can talk to the audience. This next song is about people come up to me and they say, we knew each other in 1969. And some people I remember, it's great to go back in the old days and you know, talk about this stuff. Some people I don't remember, and that's what this song is about. But I don't want to frighten anybody. If you've got any stories you want to swap later on with me, I'll be around. Come up to me and talk. But this is a song about not knowing that certain person. It's called I Don't Remember You, Baby.
Your name, so many friends,
We'll come back to the new stuff as a light goes along. We'll be taking a break sometime in a few little while. I play Stratocaster, of course. And I'm a Gibson guy, man. I grew up listening to all your rockers.
Yeah! What's that metal thing?
Can I take any of this?
This
is the slide. This is the slide.
You want to keep
the bottom
eyes?
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean. Songs for the band, I'm sure you know that. Am I preaching to the converted here? Are there new fans that don't know who the band is? Oh, everyone put their hands in the air. I've got no idea who this band is. Oh, good, good. We have a new fan. Okay, so this is for you. The old girls are here. This thing called Town Mama.
Sometimes amazing. went to Graceland. There was no one at Graceland when I went there, and I went to the guard and I said, you know, I'm from England and I've come to visit. And he actually opened the gate and let me go in. The whole thing was remarkable. I had to walk around the whole ground. Had a great time. Didn't meet Elvis. This is the kind of thing I used to listen to way back then. And it's the very first thing I recall of Satellite Ground way back 66, I think. And Barry's going to help me. And there's a thing called Shake 'Em on That Record. Get your shoes on the day. Time period, which is back in the 60s, by the time the 70s came around, I was like, so Nick, I don't know Nick, he wasn't around there when I was starting out, but all the guys that are around when I was starting out, we stayed for friends over all the years, you know, that's a lot of fun. Usually the people you start out with are the people you stick with, you know, and well, I'm going to end this first set off with just one song, and then I'll rock up for you. I changed the band last year and we went to a three-piece format because I was getting a bit stale on the guitar. I wanted to commit more to my guitar playing.
What do you think of the three-piece format? Are you enjoying it? Anybody else? Musician, all you seem to be doing is leaving, going somewhere, and that can be a pain for everybody. There's a thing called leaving again.
Thank you.
CDs and t-shirts, of course, and all that stuff, so check it out somewhere at the back.
Tell Ray's a tolling tune.
a couple of my new songs for you right now. And I've always liked taking old blues songs and making them contemporary, giving them a new feel. And here's an old Lowell Fulsom song from a few years back. And we've hopefully given it a contemporary feel. It's going to be on the next record. It's called Monday Morning Blues.
Bye.
country. What else?
Yeah! You're
blessed!
So
in
the beef!
Okay, no,
of course.
Let's do it now for you.
Yeah.
This is Jeff. What's your name?
Iris.
Iris, what is your name?
Iris
has made a request. So. There are many times I don't actually do this song anymore. But you've been very persistent, so we're going to do it here. And, okay, let's take a trip right now. Let's take a trip! On the Hellbound train. Thank you. Well, this is quite an old song.
Just like yesterday.
I guess so.
Thank you, Mom.
My pleasure, darling. Thank you.
Thank you, next to you.
It doesn't seem like yesterday to me. It seems like a lifetime. Here's a new song. Samoy Brown music is not very happy music. Part of the reason, it's really me being Welsh. I'm a very melancholy guy, so I write sort of lots of stuff like that. But this is a new song, and it's a very happy song, so it's our last chance to get happy tonight. So. This is on the new record. Actually, it's all about you. It's all about you guys. It's called Long As I Got You. Slow.
we got one more.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's a nice way to end.
We better than St. Louis. Go to Dallas.
I guess so.
Right.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Hey.
Yes. What am I talking about? I want to say more. Right. No, I can't say more. I just
let the music do the talking.
I'm gonna go get some more, but I feel
from somewhere. And of course, the boogie is not an original idea by far. In fact, Ross here, who follows us around on tour, and is the number one EP seller of Savoy Brown memorabilia, has everything. Actually found the Sun 78 that I learned the boogie from. It's a Junior Parker record that I had when I was a kid. And a lot of the licks you're listening to now are on that record. And I think Ike Turner plays the guitar. And Ross found the record. Thank you, Ross. Brought back all those memories. And of course reminded me that all we really do as a musician take what went before and sort of repackage it and bring it back to people that have heard that kind of music.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't understand how people can get carried away with their own selves, sense of self-importance, I guess, when we're all just an amalgamation of what went before us. And that really should humble us, I think. Musician, we should all be incredibly humble, because without the people that went before us, we'd be nothing. So I owe this whole boogie thing to Junior Parker. And I'm saying all this, of course, I'm at the birth of Sun Records right here. So.
Thank you.